G'day, Debro Faithful. It's Nortzy here on a Thursday, Anzac Day, of course, where we commemorate and honour all of the fallen soldiers, the men and women that have sacrificed their lives for the livelihood and the freedoms of our country. And of course, we also acknowledge all of those men and women that are currently serving. It's a very, very special occasion. I'm here doing player ratings. This is a snippet. I've run the full 20 minutes on the Debrief Premium feed of all the players, each individual player rated out of 10 from last night. If you want to listen to that, then you will have to be a Debrief Premium subscriber. However, I'm feeling charitable today, so I'm going to run a little bit of a snippet. I'm going to run Taj Woden, Max Gawn, Jack Billings, and Tom McDonald. You'll hear what they got out of 10 and what I thought about their performances. And as I said, if you want to hear every individual player rated from the game last night, the full version of that is on the Debrief Premium feed. To sign up, just simply go to the Debrief Instagram account. You'll see the premium podcasts in the bio. Click through there. You can sign up annually. You can sign up monthly. You'll get a 30% discount on an annual subscription. And all of this content that I'm doing, this extra content this year, and your subscription money goes to keeping this product alive and allows me to continue to do what we love. And that's putting together this show and talking about the Demons. Anyway, I'll roll the tape. And without further ado, we'll get stuck into a few of these player ratings. Taj Woden. Taji. I'll give Taj a 5. Taj was all right. He shows a bit of aggression at times. He laid 5 tackles. He found it 13 times, but not at the point where he'll really start to impose himself on games. The funny thing as well, found 77% of his ball in the defensive half. So begs a question for me. I'm not really sure of what his best position in the team is yet. And whether he actually becomes a rusted on 22, 23 remains to be seen. Of course, Jake Bowie and Christian Salem out of the side. Lockie Hunter pushing for a spot. Shane McAdam will likely come in. You would have thought maybe next week or the week after showing good form at Casey. So he's probably on the outer, you'd have to say. He's maybe the 24th, 25th man. So not sure if he can get into that side, but tidy-ish game from Taj. Max Gawn. Maxie gets a 9, as did Jake Lever. They're the two best players on the field for the Ds, by not a fair stretch, but a little way. It's ludicrous what Max continues to do. Opening round, let's get things straight. He was sick that game, and since then, wow, what a response. He's heading for his 7th All-Australian jacket, which is wild. We're so spoiled. I don't think we realise, and I say this a lot, maybe when he hangs up his boots, we'll begin to understand truly how special Max Gawn is. He had 23 disposals, took 10 marks, 5 clearances, and a goal, an important goal as well, a captain's goal at the time that really got us going early in that third quarter. So Max Gawn, my skipper, what a generational demon he is. And well done on winning the Checker Hughes medal. It was very, very much deserved. And there was only 2 players on the field that were going to get it, and it was a close run race. Jack Billings. Jack was probably going to be a 4 out of 10, but I bumped him up to a 6 just purely because of the third quarter. He had a bit of a purple patch. He was annoying the shit out of me in the first half, like a lot of players, I guess, to be honest. But then, as I said, the third quarter, he just ramped it up. His ball use can be sublime at times when he gets it in the right areas and makes the right decisions. I'm still not convinced if he's 22, 23 before, say, a finals campaign. I spoke about those blokes before, Bowie, Salem, Hunter, all those guys in the mix. McAdam will eventually probably take a spot. He looks a really exciting prospect for us. So I just don't know. I just don't know with Jack Billings. He's funny. He's a bit of a tease, this guy, because he's got a really silky skill set. But he can just be so anonymous at times during a game. But then, as I said, he just pops up in that third quarter and he does some things where you're like, oh, well, maybe he is a player. And it reminds you that this is a guy that got taken at pick 3 in his draft year. So, Jack Billings, I just don't know about you yet, but I bumped him up to a 6 because I thought he played such a pivotal role in that third quarter. Tom McDonald. given Tommy a 7. I thought he was really good once again. So at home, behind the ball, took 8 grabs, had 8 intercepts, which was the second most for the Ds. Only thing is, he's a bloke that's been going at a ridiculously high efficiency rate since he's come back into the team as a defender, and he was well down in that respect at 58%, but it wasn't necessarily a night to look at those efficiency stats, just given across the board so many players were making so many errors. But I thought he was super stable, steady, calm, and I liked his game. I thought it was a decent game.